Christmas 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Bikers Christmas Toy Run takes place on Sunday, with Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Nigel Gawthorpe, joining the ride to Addenbrookes Hospital. And the Mayor joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. We kind of get the impression that you might be doing this regardless of whether or not you were the Mayor or not.
I would, yes, I would. I like getting together with other bikers and doing runs for charity. It's a great feeling riding with a pack.
So you go. What sort of bike do you have?
I've got a Harley Davidson.
Oh wow! Is out there today? Is out there now?
No, I came in the car today.
Oh. Disappointing. I kind of hoped you'd come on the bike. So, any ideas how many bikers are going to be taking part in this?
I think the last year, I think there was about 300, but they're hoping for a few more this year. So it could be anywhere between 400 and 500 motorbikes.
Goodness, we're getting into...
that's going to be quite a sight to see.
Yeah.
So that's this Sunday. What's the route?
The route, we start at in Halton, mm-hmm. and we ride into Cambridge, and we come through the town centre. So we'll be around Drummer Street around about 10:30, 10:40 in the morning,
right.
on Sunday. So if you wanted to come out and cheer us on, that'd be great. but it will be a sight to see, because everybody will be, well, there'll be a lot of Santas and a lot of elves.
There's a lot of dressing up going on, is there?
Oh, yes, they are. They're dressing up, and they put tinsel all over their bikes and trikes, and hopefully they don't get it tangled in the wheel.
No, it could be very, very, very difficult. How long has this been going for?
It's not that long, actually, Julian. I think it's only about 5 years.
Right. So that's relatively new, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Last
year it had to be, they had to change the date, because the day that it planned, it was... early December, and do you remember that was there?
Was it snowed?
We were snowed out.
It's hard to believe today, isn't it? With like 11 Celsius when we came in this morning, and I think the weather's okay-ish. I think is possibly the best description of the forecast.
It
for
seems
the weekend.
To change earlier in the week. We were going to have a nice sunny day. Then yesterday I looked on the weather, because I've been following it.
Yeah.
The weather. It looked as though it might rain, and today I looked at earlier on while I was I looked at the weather forecast about while I was at work, and that was showing that it possibility of rain, and it's about 12% chance of rain.
So, Hannah, you're starting off in at Harton. This is on the main road, isn't it? By the the pub with the Italian name, Pergola?
That's the one,
that's it.
The Pergola.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half Italian friend across the desk here can pronounce it much better than I can. So you start, and so how long, if you're going into town and then presumably back out again, is it to...
come into town. I'm not quite sure of the exact route, but I know we go past Drummer Street, and we'll probably go up Hills Road. Well, for Regent Street, Hills Road, and out towards Addenbrookes that way. That would be a great chance to see us.
With 300, we're getting into police escort territory, aren't we?
Of course. Yeah, but any run that size, you'd have to have a police escort, and they're usually pretty good. Earlier in the year, I did the American the Allied Memorial Remembrance Ride.
Yes.
Back in July. And that was, we just came in on the A14 and up Huntingdon Road. You don't actually, when you're leading the ride, you don't actually see how impressive it is, because there's nothing in front of you.
Mm.
So the only time I saw the rest of the bikes was when we were coming over the A14 on the Huntingdon Road, and I could see everything in the mirrors, and that looked quite impressive.
I'm sure that's pretty. You'd be wearing full mayoral robes on Sunday.
No, and I'll be dressed as Santa.
Dressed as Santa. Okay.
And I'll be wearing the chain.
Insurance covers that, does it?
Yeah. Well, I wore it for the other ride, so there's a precedent been set.
I'm thinking about the balance, though. So, are the presents, are they going to be carried on the bikes as well?
I'm not carrying the presents. I'm,
the others might, though.
I'll give mine to my driver and he can deliver them at Edinburgh to the other end.
Day in the life of the Met.
Yeah, I know. It's quite like this as a concept. So the presents themselves, have they been sort of gathered up by the bikers?
Yes, I bought two. I tried to get some of the big toy outlets, I mean, people like John Lewis, Debenhams, whatever, to try and donate, but I wasn't having any luck. So I thought, well, I'll go to an independent toy shop. So I went to Lighthouse Toys in Histon.
Mm-hmm.
I bought two or three presents, and they donated some more. So they were far more generous than the bigger outlets.
make a note of that, bigger outlets. So hang your heads in shame. And I guess if anybody... you're looking for new toys, presumably, to give.
Toys,
so you're still seeking donations for this?
Well, I mean, I hadn't actually thought of that, Julian. I suppose that they could be delivered to Addenbrookes on our behalf if anybody wanted to donate.
I dare say if there are any donations, if they send them in our direction, we can make sure that they match up with either the mayor, the bikers, or Addenbrookes, or possibly possibly all three.
That's very good of you, Julian.
We shall see. And I'm thinking these days, it's kind of in and out of hospital for a lot of people, which kind of makes it even worse if you are the one who has to stay in over Christmas.
Mm. Well, yes, it is. Years ago, I stayed in over Christmas, but I did have a bike accident and I broke my leg.
Oh, dear. How long were you in for?
3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, these days, if I had the same injury, it'd be about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's...
But I did break my thigh bone.
Ouch. I know our own Neil Whiteside came a cropper a few years ago and spent several weeks in Addenbrookes as a consequence of a bike accident. He no longer has the bike, I hasten to add, as a result of all of that. So this sounds great. So what's going to be awaiting you then when you arrive at Addenbrookes?
We're going to be met by Daniel Zeichner, MP.
Aha, wise enough not to do the ride. Well done, Daniel.
Yeah, and well, I did offer to take his assistant on the back of the bike, so she declined.
Ah, okay. So that's going to be on Sunday morning when you all arrived. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I have to make a quick getaway as well because I've got a Christmas party at the Prince Albert Homes on the corner of. On the corner of Brooklands Avenue and Hills Road, so I'll be rocking up there, dressed as Santa.
Oh goodness! So, I was going to say, Sam the driver doesn't have a change of clothes in the back, just in case.
It must be quite a fun time of the year, actually, to be mayor. You must be doing just Christmas parties constantly.
It's a busy time for the mayor. For example, yesterday I had four engagements.
Yeah.
Two of those were visits to care homes.
Mm.
One was a visit to Jimmy's on the launch of the. nextmeal.co.uk.
Right.
Which is a way of trying to eliminate begging.
Right.
And so it's what you do is you show them the next meal card and...
is that the pay it forward
And then what that does is it shows up where homeless people can access free meals and possibly accommodation for the night.
Mm.
So there was that launch, and I was interviewed, and I was on the BBC Look East last night. And then I had another carol service as well at St John's for Alzheimer's Society, which is one of my charities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Christmas light switch-ons as well, I guess, must be coming up soon.
I've done that.
You've done it.
I did it with Johnny Peacock.
No, we saw that one, but there are...
I've got loads of local ones to do as well, yeah.
Good old time. It's a fun time.
Not bad. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. For those who don't know, the mayor also does a proper full-time, just like us two, full-time job as well. So thank you. And straight off of the night shift, I think, as well this morning.
Yes, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah. Well deserved.
So, because people know I'm a night porter at Clare College.
Yeah. Nigel, thank you very much. Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Nigel Gawthorpe, good luck on Sunday for the toy run. And Louise, who I think actually did go on this run a couple of years back, says the toys are used throughout the year, so donations are welcome all the time. They also, and I think it's a bit of autocorrect going on here, I'm assuming organise presents for siblings of sick children too, which is a kind of part of it, really. Having something, if you're doing the visiting, you know, and you've got small ones with you, you might want to keep them busy as well. Cambridge 105 Radio.